ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे मॉर्निंग वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 5 Chapter number 26, entitled The Description of the Hellish Planet, text number 1. I'll just read the summary and then we'll read text 1, 2 and 3. So that's Parikshit Maharaj asking question and Sukhdev Maharaj answering to that question alone. Doesn't have the purport on text 2 and text 3 as well, so we'll do that as well. Mic is on? That's a good question. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah, it is on. A description of the hellish planets. Probably the last thing you want to hear, you know. The 26th chapter describes how a sinful man goes to different hells where he is punished in various ways by the assistant of Yamaraj. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 3.27, Prakrite kriyamanani gunakarmani sarvasa hankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul under the influence of the three modes of material nature think himself to be the doer of activities which are actually carried out by nature. The foolish person thinks he is independent of any law. He thinks there is no God or regulative principle and that he can do whatever he likes. Thus he engages in different sinful activities. And as a result, he is put into different hellish conditions like afterlife to be punished by the laws of nature. The basic principle of his suffering is that he foolishly thinks himself independent, although he is strictly under the control of laws of material nature. These laws act due to the influence of the three modes of nature. And therefore, each human being also works under three different type of influence. According to how he acts, he suffers different reaction in his next life or in this life. Religious person act differently from atheists and therefore they suffer different reaction. Sukadeva Goswami describes the following 28 hells: Tamishra, Anta Tamishra, Raurava, Maharaurava, Kumbhipaka, Kalasutra, Asipatravana, Sukramukha, Andakupa, Krimi Bhojana, Sandamsha, Tapta Shumi, Vajrakantaka, Salmali, Vaitarani, Puyoda, Prananaroda, Vishashana, Lala Baksha, Sharameyadana, Avichi, Hayapayana, Sharakardama, Raksho, Gana Bhojana, Shulapurotra, Dandashuka, Avata Nirodana, Paryavartana, and Suchimukha. A person who steals another's money, wife, or possession is put into the hell known as Tamishra. A man who tricks someone and enjoys his wife is put into the extremely hellish condition known as Anta Tamishra. A foolish person absorbed in the bodily concept of life who on the basis of this principle maintains himself and his wife and children by committing violence against other living entities is put into the hell known as Raurava. There are animals he killed take birth as creatures called Rurus and cause great suffering for him. Those who kill different animals and birds and then cook them but put by the agents of Yamaraj into the hell known as Kumbhipaka, where they are boiled in oil. A person who kills a Brahmana is put into the hell known as Kalasutra, where the land perfectly level and made of copper is hot as an oven. The killer of a Brahmana burns in that land for many years. One who does not follow scriptural injunction but who does everything whimsically or follows some rascal is put into the hell known as Asipatravana. A government official who poorly administers justice or punishes an innocent man is taken by the assistant of Yamaraj to the hell known as Sukramukha, where he is mercilessly beaten. God has given advanced consciousness to the human being, therefore he can feel the suffering and happiness of other living beings. The human being bereft of this consciousness, however, is prone to cause suffering for other living beings. The assistant of Yamaraj put such a person into the hell known as Andakupa, where he receives proper punishment from his victims. Any person who does not receive or feed a guest properly, but who personally enjoys eating, is put into the hell known as Kirimi Bhojana. There are an unlimited number of worms and insects continuously bite him. A thief is put into the hell known as Sandamsha. A person who has sexual relations with a woman who is not to be enjoyed is put into the hell known as Taptashurmi. A person who enjoys sexual relations with animals is put into the hell known as Vajrakantaka Salamali. A person born into an aristocratic or highly placed family but who does not act according to put into the hellish trench of blood, pus and urine called Vaitarani River. One who lives like an animal is put into the hell called Puyoda. A person who mercilessly kills animals in the forest without sanction is put into the hell called Pranarodha. A person who kills animals in the name of religious sacrifice is put into the hell known as Vishashana. A man who forces his wife to drink his semen is put into the hell called Lalabaksha. One who sets fire or administers poison to kill someone is put into the hell known as Sarameyadana. A man who earns his livelihood by bearing false witness is put into the hell known as Avichi. A person addicted to drinking wine is put into the hell named Ayapana. One who violates etiquette by not showing proper respect to superiors is put into the hell known as Sharak and Kardama. A person who sacrifices human beings to Bhairava is put into the hell called Rakshagana Bhojana. A person who kills pet animals is put into the hell called Sulaprotta. A person who gives trouble to others is put into the hell known as Dandashuka. One who imprisons a living entity within a cave is put into the hell known as Avata Nirodhana. A person who shows unwanted wrath towards a guest in his house is put into the hell called Paryavartana. A person maddened by poison, possessing riches and thus deeply absorbed in thinking how to collect money is put into hell known as Suchimukha. After describing the hellish planet, Sukadeva Goswami describes how pious persons are elevated to the highest planetary system where the demigod live and how they then come back again to this earth when the result of their pious activities are finished. Finally, he describes the universal form of the Lord and glorifies the Lord's activities. Text 1. Can repeat all. Raja Vacha. Mahashayetat Vaichitriam Lokasya Katamiti. Word to word meaning. Raja Vacha. The king said. Mahase. Oh great saint. Sukadeva Goswami. Etad. This. Vaichitriam. Variegatedness. Lokasya. Of the living entities. Katam. How. Iti. Thus. Translation of the Prabhupada Evangelist says Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. King Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, my dear sir, why are the living entities put into different material situations? Kindly explain this to me. Purpose. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the different hellish planets within this universe are held slightly above the Garbhodaka ocean and remain situated there. This chapter describes how all sinful persons go to this hellish planet and how they are punished there by the assistant of Yamaraj. Different individuals with different bodily features enjoy or suffers various reactions according to his past deeds. Text 2. Translation. The great sage Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, in this material world, there are three kinds of activities. Those in the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, and the mode of ignorance. Because all people are influenced by the three modes of material nature. The result of their activities are also divided into three. One who acts in the mode of goodness is religious and happy. One who acts in passion achieves mixed misery and happiness. And one who acts under the influence of ignorance is always unhappy and lives like an animal. Because of the varying degree to which the living entity are influenced by the different modes of nature, the destination are also of different varieties. Text 3. Just as by executing various pious activities, one achieves different position in heavenly life. By acting impiously, one achieves different position in hellish life. Those who are activated by the material modes of ignorance engage in impious activities, and according to the extent of their ignorance, they are placed in different grades of hellish life. If one acts in the mode of ignorance because of madness, his resulting misery is the least severe. One who acts impiously but knows the distinction between the pious and impious activities is placed in a hell of intermediate severity. And for one who acts impiously and ignorantly because of atheism, the resultant hellish life is the worst. Because of ignorance, every living entity has been carried by various desires into thousands of different hellish planets since time immemorial. I shall try to describe them as far as possible. Om Ajnana Timirangasya Jnananjana Shalakya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Shuta Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. The blessings of all Vaishnavas assembled here. I will just speak from the Bhagavatam. So Parikshit Maharaj asking different question. He wants to know about the Bhumandala. We saw that he wants, then the description was given, upper planetary systems and lower planetary system description is given. And the previous chapter, Sukadeva Goswami asking, what should I speak now? Or what should I say now? Then here Parikshit Maharaj is asking question, why there are different situations or why these different living entities are placed in different material situations. Why the living entities put into different material situations. So Prabhupada in the, when we read the description or the summary of this chapter, initially he gives the hint or to us the philosophy, prakrite kriyamanani guna karma, what is it? Prakrite kriyamanani guna karmani sarvasa ahankara vibhudatma kartakam iti manyate. This is basically the mentality of a person who is attached to the results of the activities. Everyone wants to enjoy. Yeah. That is the reason they take birth in this material world. They want to exercise their desire which is independent from Krishna. No one is innocent. Everyone is coming because they want to experience that. They want to imitate. They want to be equal with Krishna. This is one of the kind of ignorance actually. There are different kind of ignorance. When Brahma was creation, from his shadow, there are five kinds of ignorance manifests. Tamishra, Andhatamishra, Tamas, Moha, Mahamoha. Tamishra means one who is envious towards the Lord. That means he wants to be equal with the Lord in terms of enjoying capability. Why Krishna? I also need to be enjoy like him. So that's why that is Tamishra. Then, you know, Andhatamishra. Then Tamas. Tamas means one who doesn't know the knowledge of the spirit soul. One who doesn't know the knowledge of the spirit soul. Then Moha. Moha means one who is identifying with his own body, me, mine, illusion, cast into an illusion. And then Mahamoha means one is mad after material enjoyment. Because one who is envious of Krishna, he wants to be independent. And then obviously he identifies with the body. Now to satisfy the body, then he has to fulfill the demands of the mind and the senses. The mind and the senses are directly associating with the three modes of material nature. And our likes and dislikes are manifestation of our mind and senses. We want to do certain activities based on our likes and dislikes, which is fueled by our senses and mind, which are actually associating the quality of three modes of material nature. One has to do activity. One cannot stop doing activity. Arjuna was thinking, why I have to act? I will give up my activity or give up my work. I thought using my intelligence. Arjuna was thinking, I will use my intelligence and I will not take part in any sinful activity. In fact, I will not do any activity. So I thought that is intelligence. Usually when a person having some kind of jnana or knowledge, he doesn't want to take part in the sinful activity. Now the problem with jnana is that he doesn't want to take part in the spiritual activity also, thinking that this is the same as the material activity. That's where the problem comes, when the impersonal, then too much knowledge. When the knowledge has not been applied in application or service, then that remains jnani, that remains, you know, incomplete. There is a difference between normal materialistic academic knowledge, and then there is a difference between that and to the impersonal understanding of jnana, speculation, and then there is transcendental knowledge, that is knowledge about devotional service, knowledge about Krishna. So Arjuna was thinking, oh yes, I'll use my intelligence and I will not do activity. But then Krishna says, the nature of the soul is to act. You cannot be idle even for a moment. So don't, Krishna is always again and again informed, don't give up your work. Don't stop acting. People think that most of the time spiritual means, you know, we have to give up our action or give up our whatever duty or give up our prescribed duty, give up our everything and then just be renounced. Krishna says to Arjuna, premature renunciation without the purification of the heart, it will only cause disturbance in the society. Don't be a pretender. So Krishna says finally you have to do your duty, prescribed duty. You have to do your prescribed duty. as per the injunction of the Shastras, under the bona fide spiritual master, if you do a prescribed duty, then that will bring purification, and that's the path to liberation. Right? But if one is fully self-realized, Atmarati, then he may not possibly do the material duty or any prescribed duty, but still one has to do the duty to set an example. So that Krishna says, okay, you have to do. But in fact, Krishna's idea is that you do because for my pleasure. This is the highest. A yoga is, everyone has to become a yogi, right? Spiritual, how can there be any spirituality when we remove God from the picture? Then that is not a spiritual thing. That may be some kind of philanthropic altruism or materialistic activities under the garb of spiritual organization. A spiritual organization means there has to be God in the center, for Krishna in the center. So when our activity, when our thoughts, when our mind, action, words, everything used for the pleasure of Krishna, that's the real spiritual work, if you really see. That's a real engagement of the spirit soul, which is lacking. So, Krishna says, if you do work for my pleasure, then you will be flourishing. Actually, liberation is guaranteed, isn't it? But if you don't follow, then there is a problem. Now, if you see, there is always certain rules and regulation or certain things. Even in the material law or the material realm, even in the rule of a king or a government, certain thing you have to do, certain thing you, if you don't do, then they will put you in problem. If a thief, it's like you should not steal. But if you steal, then there is a problem. They will put you in the jail. Most of the time, people don't do activity because of the fear of punishment. Because of the consequences of that activity, which actually motivate the people not to do that activity. Not because of they are not interested in that activity. Right? Everyone wants to steal a bank. And everyone wants the money. Is there anyone who doesn't want money, wine, or opposite sex? Because there are consequences to that activities, so they stay away. No. Become sober. So that's what everyone will ask. Okay, fine. If Krishna is saying you surrender unto me, but then there are problems to that. But people don't follow that. They don't get fear of the punishment of Krishna saying this. We're talking about this hellish planet, right? So when we read, okay, we are aware of that. But people are not, fearful of punishment because. One way, God doesn't want to narrow down and literally show into a mouth and feed. This is what you have to do. No. It has to be natural evolution of consciousness. And naturally one has to understand and elevate. We'll come to that. But why? Because Krishna says, even if a person of knowledge will act according to the nature. That's where we are coming to this point. When Parikshit Maharaj asking, why did people are in different, put into different material situations? And why is this all there? Simple. Even if he is educated, he is academically top class, he has a PhD, right? Even that person who is academically or, knows everything, still he performs sinful activity. Right? Like if you see, alcohol is bad. But when you go to a GP or some doctor, they'll have one question. Do you consume alcohol? Yes or no? If you put yes, how occasionally or how much time? Yeah. Even the doctor said, oh yeah, no problem. I know this is bad. But we'll take it like that. The government says, I know, you know, drink and driving doesn't go well together. We know that. But there is a limit. You can take 4 shots or something. We can understand your problem. We can't eradicate, but we'll do something, you know, negotiate and come to it. So that means even though they know it is bad, but they cannot stop. Right? But why? Because the nature, the modes of material nature. So one may say, and then, you know, the acharyas have also discussed this point, that if everything is done by the modes of material nature, then why there is rules and regulation? Like, okay, when you say, they know, okay, this is good, this is bad, but I am not careful or fearful of the bad. Why? Because anyway I am going to act it. That is a mode because I am associated with. I am going to act. Now, why are you putting rules and regulation? It doesn't make sense. It's like, you know, someone says, many people are dying in the road. Many people are dying in the road because of car accident. If car accident is the cause of death of the person, then why are you manufacturing car? If someone says, comes and says, that statistic says, many people are dying in the road because of the car accident. Car accident is very rampant and it's going out of control. Okay, if you know this car accident is bad, then why you are manufacturing car? Then stop the car, then all the problem is solved. No, that's not the point. The activity is given and the rules and regulation is given. Why? Because one has to come out of the attachment and aversion to that activity, which is based on passion and ignorance. How does one come out of the attachment and aversion of the activities? By following the rules and regulation. Eventually, one has to do activity for the pleasure of Krishna. Now, this is the path. This is the path one has to go. Okay, you have to do activity for the pleasure of Krishna. But not everyone in that platform can surrender some completely. Oh yeah, this is Krishna, this is temple. You surrender now and surrender your life. 4 things one can do, right? You surrender your life, your money, your intelligence, or your words. If you can do everything is good, at least one is better. Now, how many people can do that? Not everyone in that, you know, where they can straight away come and surrender. No, they need a gradual progression. First, don't act like an animal. Don't act like an animal. Be a civilized citizen. That's what it is. Be a civilized citizen. Now, from that platform of civilized situation, do which is, you know, at least think about not just satisfying one's own thing. Think some out of the box, you know, think about something else. Think about the future. Okay, you want to enjoy now? Okay, enjoy. What about the next life? So, why? Because Krishna's idea is that we are not independent. This point is being stressed. We have to understand this. Krishna says, okay, at the beginning, third chapter again, Krishna speaking, in the beginning of the creation, men and demigods are created. Why? Because of smooth cooperation. We need something. We offer yajna. What is yajna? Just by doing prescribed duty. Yeah, prescribed duty. If you follow the prescribed duty of your varnashram, that is yajna in one sense. Because you have to give up something which you like. We have to accept something which you don't like. So that's a kind of sacrifice. And the best sacrifice is Sankirtan yajna. So then one is doing that. Then what happened? The reciprocation from the demigod come. In fact, they are also receiving the benevolence from the Supreme Lord. So none of them are independent. The demigods are not independent. The living entities are not independent. They both are, you know, dependent on Vishnu. That's why yajna artha karma, no? So we have to do activities for the pleasure of Vishnu. When we understand, like, it's like, you know, electricity, gas, water. We are not, you know, living where we can go on have the supply for free. If you don't pay the bill, obviously there will be a blackout or there will be a cut. Gas won't come, water won't come. So, first, we don't want to be a thief. Second, we don't want to be sinful. Even eating the grains, if we understand there is not produced in the factory a single grain or the ingredients for this building or ingredients for the survival, and rather that energy nor the ingredients, everything is given, we understand, then we actually think, oh, I am actually dependent on the Supreme Lord. That's where the spiritual life begins. If one is considering that I am not independent, I am not the proprietor, I am not the controller, I am dependent on the higher source, then one is saying, oh yes, I will surrender. So here, the three modes of material nature, the person is thinking, the person who is attached is thinking, yeah, everything, I am the doer, the false ego makes, everything is in my hand. Whatever I am doing is because of my own ability. There is nothing else there. Because I hard work, I get the result and I enjoy. Because I put my effort, I get the result, I am entitled to enjoy. So person who is working is attached to the result of the work. Then the gradual position is what? Gradual progression is, he is attached to the work but not to the result. He is attached to the work but not to the result. He likes to do, whether the result or not. Then the ultimate is attached to giving pleasure to Krishna. That is Bhakti Yogi. We are not worried about the result, right? We are not worried about the action or the result. We are worried about the effort, because the effort alone brings one to the highest stage. So when a person is in the ignorance, like, you know, here we see there are three kinds of ignorance, as Sukadeva Goswami is saying. First is Maharaj Parikshit asking question, why did people are put in different material situation? And Maharaj Sukadeva Goswami is saying this is because of material modes of nature. As the way you associate, you derive the quality, right? Association brings you desire and ambition in life, right? If there is a certain type of desire we develop due to association, certain type of ambition we develop due to association. Obviously, association with the modes will derive the quality, mode of goodness, mode of passion and mode of ignorance. Passion, we know, unlimited desire, sex anchoring for many things, multi-desire. Goodness, Bhagavad Gita, according to Bhagavad Gita, virtue of knowledge and happiness. And ignorance, lazy. So here three modes of material nature. Depending upon the three modes of material nature, you'll do the activity based on the material modes of. And depending upon the activity, you'll get reaction. And depending upon that, you'll get a proper destination. Now in that, in ignorance, then if you see the hell is, there are so many types of hells are given here. We have read that, you know, summary, different varieties, different. Why? Because in ignorance, again, you know, which is basically adharma, faith in adharma, activities in adharma, there are three levels is given here. One is that a person is doing activity out of madness. He is in ignorance, but he is doing activity out of madness, a foolish person, then the severity of the destination is less. Then next, the person has little bit of knowledge. What is pious activity? What is impious activity? But still he does the impious activity. Then the severity of hell is intermediate. Then the third is one who reject everything. One who reject the supreme controller. The one who reject the God consciousness, one who is atheistic, that means he is independently ignorant and he is, that's the impious activity and is full of ignorance, then the severity of the hell is very worst. Now, interesting, we'll see a different aspect, that when Krishna is saying, see, these kind of people are very attached to their work. Like their mentality is work and what is in it for me. Simple as that. I want to enjoy and I want to enjoy my result. Krishna is saying, do not disturb these people. Don't disturb these people. Because, you know, don't disturb. Stay away. Do not disturb. And Prabhupada actually puts in purport, the devotees of the Lord is more merciful than the Lord himself. We have seen this theme quite often, different place in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. The devotees of the Lord is more merciful than the Supreme Lord. What the devotee of the Lord does is, he engages the attached person in the service of the Lord. Now, if some person is there who is not following any four regulative principle, who is not practicing any spirituality, now we can go and tell that person, sir, you are not following no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. You will go to the hell called Tamisra. And there, they will poke you. And they will have a copper bottom surface. They will roast you. And then they will put insect on you. We can keep on telling this 28 description on that. We are telling the truth, but we have lost the person. That means, you know, we say, operation successful, but patient died. We have communicated what is in Bhagavatam perfectly. You know. If a person is so ignorant, if you tell, sir, don't drink alcohol, you will go to hell. The person asking, you know, my grandfather used to drink alcohol. And we say, no, that grandfather also in hell only. My father used to drink alcohol. He said, no, your father is also ill. Then that person think, see, my grandfather is in the hell. My father is in the hell. My relatives are also in the hell. What is the problem? Me also joining them. I'll also go to hell. Because family, after all, you know, we have to be in family, right? So, if a person is so ignorant, so in tamasic, and if you go in, you know, like for example, a person is used to eat, which is rotten or protruding or, you know, so low that if you give him, you know, alva custard that is too rich, he cannot handle it. He cannot handle it. It's too, when I remember when I was first time I'm having alva in Crossways, I couldn't able to handle it because it's too rich. You know, I can feel the ghee, the butter, and it was like, you know, so opulent, fresh in the sense. I can't handle it. I want, like, you know, rajasic. Rajasic means like extreme, very pungent, strong flavoring. So you got used to that. When you give that kind of straight away, you know, it's like when a kid is there, where a bitter medicine you give straight, the kid will actually vomit whatever the food she, you know, he or she had. So the mother has to coat it. The mother has to coat it with some candy or some banana or something and then give. So similarly, when we're dealing with a person who is ignorant, who is, when we tell him, you are going to hell. You're not going to be taking birth again here. We lost that person. Rather, if a person is engaged in some service, especially when a devotee is performing the same activity to set an example, to show that person how one actually uses a result of the activity in the pleasure of Krishna. That is a great example was set by the devotee. The devotee dealing with the ignorant person may not be successful, may not get the result what he wanted, but still he does that. So Prabhupada, you know, if the example of Nityananda Prabhu. The Nityananda Prabhu, he went to preach to Jagai and Madai. Now Jagai and Madai, he can name any sinful activity they have performed. And they have drunk. Now Nityananda Prabhu is going and telling, okay, chant Hare Krishna. Now what happened? They didn't chant Hare Krishna. Rather, they beat Nityananda Prabhu. Now, someone is like a devotee who can easily stay away from, we say, Sangatyaga Satavriti, Asat Sangatyaga, Rupa Goswami says, one should not associate with a materialistic person. One should stay away from materialistic person. There we can quote that kind of verses where, oh, association is key, stay away. But then, if you see a great devotee, obviously, you know, why? Because if you see, the great personality is transcendental in nature. What do you mean by that? A great personality who is transcendental in nature, for him, a person in goodness, passion, ignorance, all same. Doesn't matter, one is having a golden shackle or a silver or a iron shackle. For him, all the three are bound. For him, there is no discrimination that this person is better than the other person. For him, the all three are rotting in the 14 planetary system. Brahmanda, Brahmite, Konabar. What is it? Verse? That by the mercy of Krishna and Guru, one get the seed of bhakti. But that's not discriminate. Oh, this person is... Goodness is in the list in number one. No. So, when the Nityananda Prabhu was dealing with kind of ignorant person, he was not taken to the process. Rather, he got the beating. Now imagine, you know, that's not very motivating for us. If you want to go and teach to someone who is ignorant. The material world is called tamas. The material world is called tamas. Because the material world is nothing but a dark, dense cloud within the spiritual effulgent sky. It is dark. It needs some illumination. Right? So here, what do you expect? The people who are going to be in more ignorance and passion. And then, if you see the scripture, the people who are trying to help, they have been prosecuted, like Jesus Christ, you can see, Haridas Thakur, all the great devotees. They have been not treated like a red carpet. Oh, Lord, you have just come to save me. Let me put you in your throne and worship you. No. They have been beaten. They have been ridiculed. But still, a devotee doesn't give up. So, Srila Prabhupada also faced a lot of issues. When he was in America, he didn't have a place. He was trying to have his own place. So he was totally rejected. He was trying to get help from India, from his god brothers, from different person. He's trying to get, the sponsor was there, but he couldn't able to get the fund from India. They said, you know, we cannot give it. There was one brahmachari, he wants to join Prabhupada, but he couldn't able to join. So there was utterly no. Answer is no. No help from us. No help from outside. Prabhupada didn't have a place to stay. Then he was moving into a loft to have his own place. But then he was sharing with a person, a small young boy, 20 years old. He was in an ignorant. He doesn't know. Prabhupada trying to get some kind of engagement from him. And Prabhupada was so positive. He said, this person could be the first Western disciple, Vaishnava disciple of mine. He was writing letter to Sumati Morarji. Thank you. So, he's saying he was nicely practicing, chanting Hare Krishna every day with me. If you can able to give me a free ticket for this boy and myself when we are coming back to India, that will be great. I would like to take him to all these holy places and show him around. Prabhupada was so happy and was so... This is one person out of 8 million people in New York that time. And what happened? That person took some psychedelic drugs.
because he was thinking that spiritual life, he need to manipulate his mind, mind thinking and everything. So he became mad. He became mad. And he was very aggressive towards Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada actually ran out of the building and saved his life. Now, if you see, and it's interesting, you know, if you see, this is one side of thing, but when we read the initial devotees who helped Prabhupada, especially Mukunda Goswami Maharaj, I liked his wordings when he saw first Prabhupada. So he was telling that he was 24 years old, and he was busy in his music, and he is very intelligent. We can make that actually, because he can get things done. He is the one who found 26 Second Avenue for Prabhupada. But he's saying this person, he has given up all the comfort, and he is situated in the most discomfort place. That means his message should be so important and so amazing. Otherwise, why would one give up all the comfort and come here where he doesn't know anyone? And why he has to suffer in the cold? So he was writing, you know, you read that, it's amazing, right? If someone thinking that a person is trying to help someone, even though he doesn't have to do that, that means what must be that person's substance? Something he might be having so amazing and valuable. Otherwise, why one would go through so much in difficulty? Like in preaching, if you come, every devotee go through a lot of difficulty to make that person connected to Krishna. Why would they do that? Unless if you know that this is the best thing what you have received. Otherwise, you will not go through. Like your mother going through a lot of difficulty just to raise the child. Why? Because she knows, I'm happy to go through all this difficulty for myself because this is the best thing I can offer to the child. Similarly, so when you read, so why? Because, you know, if you read the Mukund Maharaj, they're saying, you know, it's amazing actually. Because if you see really, that place is, no one would ever actually visit us. There was a reporter from The Voice, he's writing, and even Allen Ginsberg, he says that, usually Swamis are, you know, people who come to New York, they don't even go to Lower East Side. That's like the Skid Row, Bowery. You don't even think of going visiting, whatever, you know, residing there. So that makes really stand out. That shows the kindness and compassion, and also an intelligent move by Srila Prabhupada. This is Allen Ginsberg words. But we can see that a dealing with the ignorant person or one who is totally in tamas, still a devotee, he can able to preach, and he wants to give that compassion. He wants, because he is totally transcendental. He is not affected by the three modes. So Prabhupada, if you see the 1 year struggle or even before that, lifetime in preparation, nothing was going in favor. Nothing was like, you know, the subway conductor was saying, oh, I feel you are lonely. Everyone was feeling sympathy and feeling some kind of, you know, we should help this old man. And the old man is, you know, when he was traveling also, when his ticket was given, he was thinking, you know, this old man, you're going to die. You're going to die in winter. And they had, during his stay, that was the worst winter in New York. They had a state of emergency. And so everything was so negative, alone, cold, not having the same, when he was staying with Mishra, he didn't even have a chance to speak. When he was going to another ashram, that person was saying, oh Swamiji, you need to adapt the Western culture, you need to start drinking or accept, you know, meat. And then when he was staying with this person, he was trying to attack Prabhupada. Then he moved to another house, a couple, where that girlfriend doesn't like Prabhupada. She felt it is a threat. Sannyasi would take my boyfriend away. Where will I go? So it was totally like, you know, you feel like, you know, should that's it, back up. But Prabhupada was saying, and the interesting thing is, externally so much of disturbance and right in the middle of ignorance, but Srila Prabhupada had so much conviction on Guru, Gauranga and Krishna that sometimes he quoted that it, even though Prabhupada says the first lecture he was saying, my heart is in Vrindavan, I don't like here, but what to do, it is my duty to fulfill the order of my spiritual master. So that's the words of the Guru. In the journey of Jaladuta, in the journey or in the later part in New York, anything, Prabhupada saying, the nectarian life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is what actually keeping me going. So that is Gauranga. And the third thing is Krishna in the form of holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada was completely fixed and getting, so much difficulty was happening, but never was a day that Prabhupada didn't write any translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, or he was continuously translating. So much is happening, nothing was going in, but still he was fixed internally on Guru, Gauranga and Krishna. So that actually made a person who can go any level to help the people in ignorant life. So we can derive a lot of, you know, motivation and inspiration from the life of Srila Prabhupada, life of great acharyas, that to deal with people, to uplift them, someone from ignorant to spiritual path. So I'll just stop here and see if anyone has any questions, comments or corrections on what we discussed today. Yantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.